I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast on SEN.
Great to have your company. Sam Edmund and Jordan Lewis with you on a Thursday, September 17. Been a fun show today. Before we get into questions without notice, I just want to say I'm loving Richie Porte this year at the Tour de France. He's had all manner of bad luck. He missed the birth of his daughter to be at this race, and he's not doing it for nothing. He's not mucking around. He's fourth overall now. He moved up from last night from sixth to fourth. A few pivotal days to come in the mountains, a time trial still to come, and the little Tasmanian flying the flag very proudly for us at the moment.
And Jordy, an unusual preparation. I remember we spoke to him when we were on here, and he was doing
five
to 6 hours on the spin bike on his balcony.
Yep. Yeah, they were locked down hard over there. He lives in Monaco, and they couldn't get out for a long, long time. But geez, he's wound the clock back. He's in the twilight of his career, but he's looking magnificent, and he was strong again last night.
They're extraordinary athletes.
Yeah, they are. If anyone deserves a change of luck, it's the pint-sized Tasmanian. We're speaking a little bit about you earlier, Jordan, your playing career. Some very glowing feedback from off the temper text. Sam in Ainsbury's called in as well. How you doing, Sammy?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Going all right. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a Richmond supporter, first of all, and I've been to about 100 Hawthorn games with a mate of mine. Huh. Jordan Lewis, you are the most respected footballer. I wish you played for Richmond.
Your mate's a Hawthorn supporter and you're a Richmond supporter?
Yeah, so we go to every Hawthorn and Richmond game. I go to every Hawthorn game for like 10 years. He'd come to every Richmond game. We'd go to about 15, 20 games of footy a year. I've watched you play probably 200 games with the MCG. I wish you played for Richmond.
Oh, I appreciate that. The big, big clubs. I used to love the Richmond games. They taught us a few lessons, especially when we were going okay and on the brink of playing finals. They gave us a few heavy losses coming into those final series.
Appreciate the call, Sammy, and your kind words as well. That might lead us into questions without notice, which is thanks to Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. Was there ever a chance you could have left Hawthorn at any stage?
I, throughout my whole career, was never approached by another club.
I meant, obviously, prior to the twilight.
Yeah, prior to
when you're in your prime.
Unless offers were made to my management, which I doubt they would have been.
Well, you would know.
Yeah, but so, no. But there was all of the other guys, I know Ruffy and obviously Bart and all those guys were made big offers to leave the football club at certain periods, but decided to stay for less money and potential success.
Mm. Okay, let's get started with a question without notice. The virtual Brownlow medal confirmed yesterday by the AFL will be broadcast on Channel 7. No one will be there. How hard will this be to watch?
It will be. And Channel 7 have a big job on their hands to try and make it as best they possibly can for the viewers at home. How they will do that, I'm unsure. But I think the football lovers and the football population will still tune in with knowing that it's going to be hard to produce a show with the current circumstances that we're in.
Mm.
With the Clippers no longer around, Sammy, you're a big NBA fan. Are the Lakers morals?
I think so.
To win the NBA title?
I think so. I very much think so. I think it's laid out for them now. They've been sitting back, resting. What is it, more than a week now they've been waiting? They faced the Nuggets. That was an upset over the Clippers. We know that. Lee's just texted in, Nuggets will roll the Lakers in seven, boys.
Ooh, you heard it here first.
There you go. You heard it here first. Take it to the bank, et cetera, et cetera. I think the Lakers, yeah, very much so. But, gee whiz, we've had a few twists and turns. Who's to say we won't have a few others? You're engrossed in the lead-up to the US Open. Talked a bit about this morning. Can't talk about golf without asking about Tiger Woods. Has he got another major left in him?
Well, you have to say yes. After what he'd come back from to win Augusta last year was a huge effort. His form hasn't been great this year. He played the BMW, I think he's around side for 50th, and then the Northern Trust before that, and he was around the same sort of mark. But this is a hard golf course, and I think if you look over the previous winners of this golf course, a lot of them have ended up in above par. So Ogilvy won, it was plus five. Mm. And then the few before that were under the card, but the one, two, three, four, five, six before that were over the card. So You've got to hold your nerve in a big game like this, and he would be one player that you wouldn't write off.
Fair enough.
Excuse my pronunciation here.
Yeah.
But is Primoz Roglic?
Roglic, yes.
Across the line in the Latour. Do you reckon he's got it sewn up? All done.
He's got it. He's got it by the vice. He's got a vice-like grip on it. So he's 57 seconds lead from his countryman, Tadej Pogacar.
Where did he finish last year? Would you know that?
Not off the top of my head. No, I'm not even sure he competed in the Tour last year. I have to go back and have a look at that. But he has three tests to come, three stages to go. Two of them mountain stages, and one of them a time trial up an absolute wall. So these guys can crack at any moment. They could crack at absolutely any moment, but he's looked peerless. He's got the strongest team in the race, so certainly odds on favourite to win from here. Jeremy Cameron, we spoke a bit about Jeremy Finlayson signing up. Now reports that Jeremy Cameron and GWS are a long way apart on a new deal. They've been talking for pretty much the entirety of the year. Will he be at GWS next season?
I don't know. Is the honest answer, Sam. I can't see a reason why. I still think they're in that window. I still think they're in that premiership window. Yes, this season hasn't gone as well as they would have liked, but they've got the playing list there. I think he'll still remain at GWS, but it'll be a short-term deal.
What about Adam Saad? So if he isn't donning the sash in 2020, have you got an idea about which colours he might be wearing, or where would he be better?
There'd be anyone.
Where would he be best suited?
Best suited.
What about your old club?
Oh, they'd love to have him. Yeah, off half. Any club would love to have a player like Adam Saad coming off the half back line.
Just uses it so well too.
Yeah, uses it well. Able to break the lines. You know, in a era where a lot of sides zone, it's hard to penetrate that zone. Those players are really important. So. It'd be great for Carlton. You just see that's maybe the link that they're missing at the moment as well, with a bit of outside run.
Yep.
But yeah, it'd be sad if he left Essendon.
Yeah, well, it's just a bizarre standoff. So it's potentially a long-term deal, but I've been told the player's just as concerned about the direction at Essendon as much as anything.
Yeah.
Which you can understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I like reading Mick McGowan's stuff. He writes some really good stuff and makes a lot of sense. So he's urged Carlton to chase Zach Merritt, who is this year a restricted free agent next year.
He is. Would he be tempted out of Essendon? Potentially. Carlton definitely need midfield support.
Lost the captaincy.
They need midfield support. Excuse me.
What, you carry on. You going all right? I don't have to start CPR in a minute. Oh, yeah, I think he's a quality player, and after... You know, the year that he's had losing the cap, he's become a quality player for them. But once again, you'd be silly not to ask the question, especially when he's a restricted free agent.
They definitely need midfield support.
No, you haven't come back any better.
No, I think I'm back. Oh. Zach Williams, they're in the mix with too, obviously, Carlton. They need an inside outside. I think they've got enough pure inside midfielders, haven't they?
Yep.
So Setterfield, Cripps and the like, they need a line breaker. No doubt about that. Is there a more entertaining batsman in world cricket than Glenn Maxwell when he's up?
No.
He is a freak. He was playing some shots this morning with it. It was at a delicate stage, and we were saying, geez, Maxie, slow down.
Yep. But that's why I was interested to ask him about the approach, because natural instinct would say that he would want to attack right from the start, but the position that they were in when he and Carey came in, they couldn't do that. So it was a balancing act, the real mature... Mm. Partnership that both of them put on. But you're right, when he has the license, just he's so creative, isn't he?
Almost too creative at times. Yeah. It's his strength and his weakness at the same time. Yeah. It's like unbelievable creativity at the crease, doesn't he? Lots of texts from our Richmond supporting friends saying, Saad is a tiger, take it to the bank. You heard it here first. He'll swap the sash, he'll go to Richmond. And this one, if Hooley retires, we'll give the Bombers Jack Graham and a pick for Saad. Jack Graham won't be going to Essendon. He might be leaving Richmond, but he won't be going to Essendon. Adelaide in the mix there as well. And Richmond, for their part, are fighting hard to keep him as well. But we know the salary cap is super tight there as well. No, Roglic didn't race the Tour de France last year. He finished fourth in the 2018 edition. Thank you, Troy. Yep. I didn't remember him being there. But he's been the form rider of what there has been season-wise over there in Europe at the moment. So he's going to be hard to beat. Dean's text in, COVID cases, 28 today, and sadly another 8 deaths. I'm reading that on specs. I hope that is correct. Sadly another 8 deaths, 28 cases though. So the new cases at least coming down. Mitt McGowan's columns in the Herald Sun are great reading, sees the game well. And you think Essendon isn't offering a five-year contract to Saad, as his biggest asset is his speed. And as he gets old, he will lose his pace. Well, we're showing no signs of that at the moment. In the games where they've been absolutely under the pump,
yep,
he has been going at 90% by foot in some of these games.
Yep. No, he's become a really good player. Yep, absolutely. So that's the question, though. Why hasn't the deal been done?
Well, you can throw not just Saad into that basket, but Langford, McGrath.
Danaher.
Well, we know Danaher's obviously a free agent, a little bit different. But the rest of them, there's some contracts need to be sorted out there sooner rather than later. That's been Questions Without Notice. All thanks to Charlie Battisti & Co. They are Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. We'll take a little break now. We'll be back shortly. And I'm keen to get Jared Whateley's thoughts on the 1,000th episode of AFL 360 last night.